From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Sweden's ambassador to the UN, Olof Skog, says his country trying to help de-escalate tensions on the Korean Peninsula by hosting North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho, a visit some observers believe could help pave the way for a meeting between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he is deeply concerned about Syrians fleeing in a mass exodus from the enclaves of eastern Ghouta and Afrin. Deputy UN spokesperson Farhan Haq speaking here for the Secretary General.
I profoundly regret that Resolution 2401 concerning the cessation of hostilities throughout Syria has not been implemented. I urge all parties to the conflict to fully respect international humanitarian and human rights law and guarantee the protection of civilians. Any evacuation of civilians must be safe, voluntary, and in strict accordance with protection standards under international humanitarian and human rights law.
Airstrikes continued for a second day Friday in an area of eastern Ghouta and Afrin, killing dozens of people. Here in the U.S., former FBI Director Andrew McCabe has been fired, effective immediately. President Trump has publicly criticized the FBI for alleged political bias and reportedly wanted McCabe fired. McCabe was thrust into controversy just days before the 2016 U.S. presidential election, when it was disclosed that his wife, a Democratic candidate for a political position in the U.S. state of Virginia, had taken hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign donations from a political action committee controlled by a friend of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. This is VOA News.